the Dominican Chayiso, you probably never heard the Dominican, never saw it, you probably never see it, is that on this coming month of Shabbos, and every year, on the eve of the 25th of December, it was a Dominican Chayiso to say Aleinu, b'kol rav, in a loud voice, to scream it out. Of course, you know, the question is, what's the source of the minig? What's the concept of the minig? And the answer is as follows. It's pretty obvious. In Aleinu, in order to be Yotzei Aleinu, so you have to say, you know, it's incumbent upon us to praise our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shloah Asanu Kikoyin Arvatsos, Lo Samanu Kimishbuchoy Sadono, Shloah Sam Chalkeinu Kahem, to speak to him, V'garaleinu Kuchol Amin, Shehein, I'm talking about the Goyim, Mishtachavim, Lehevel. And the kuf is 100, so it's 316. So they say it's the gematria of Yeshu. Yud Shin Vav, Yud is 10, Shin is 300, and Vav is 6, 316. Yeshu obviously stands for Isa Adam, that being that brought emptiness, diverted from the Torah, Aksuva, is diverted from the old, what they call the Torah, into a new dimension, a new area, an area of heavenly. So you allude over there to the distortion of Yiddishkeit, to the new Yiddishkeit. And you say, Shlosam Chalkinu Tehem, Fugar Aleinu Chol Hamayna, and they, Shehem Ishtacha Vila Hever Rik, and they, was called an El or Yeshia. They talk to a different deity than we. Vanachnu would carry Mishtachim Moida. So it alludes to Oysa Ish, Oysa Adam. And it's, the concept is nothingness. Some say, you know, the Rosh Hashanah of Yuchin Vav is Yemach Shana V'Zikro, the meditator of Muslim in it. And therefore, the night of his creation, birth, and the beginning, you know, of his distortion from Yiddishkeit, the Minigan Kaiso was to say out loud, the Koran, the Aleinu, that shows how we differ. The Aleinu Shabayach, Vanachtu Kerosh Tachim Odim, and we have no shaykhis, absolutely no shaykhis, Lehev of Erik, which is Gematria Yud Shin Vav. That's, I believe, the makkah for the million Klal Yisrael. In Minhag Yisrael, that night, which is this Moshe Shabbos, is termed Nitl Nacht. Nitl Nun Yud Tes Lamed. What does it mean? What's Nitl? So, in the Pesukim they discuss it. What's the significance of Nitl Nacht? So some learn it's Lel Nitzilosoi Vakiloisom Ra'olam. That's the night of his uprooting, tilo, to take out, to take Vakiroso, the uprooting Me'olam from this world. And what does that mean? Lel Nitzilosoi means to take out, to uproot. Lel Nitzilosoi Vakiroso Me'olam. What does that mean? So it's a machlokes. Some learn that's the day that he was killed, died. Even though in the uncensored Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says that it was on Erev Pesach. So some learn that's a different one. A different person with the same name. Others learn, it's talking of the birth, it's very interesting. And that was the sheresh, the root of the tilosu me'olam hazeh, of his akira from this world. From the beginning, we don't count it from the end, but we count it from the beginning. If you're looking at Hagei Yisrael, it seems to be a shaila, if one's allowed to learn that night. And the question is, and the Rabbi Chavi asks the question straight out, how can it be that there's a night, a time, in Klal Yisrael, that it's also the Lelim HaTorah? How do you understand it conceptually? And he says it even starker. The Rabbi Chavi says, he has a raya brura, that one is not only allowed to learn the Tanakh, but one is mechuyev to learn the Tanakh. What's the raya? He says because the Gemara Kedushin doesn't say that Talmud Torah is mitzvah seishah zman gronah. Noshim apturis rimatim oisim es b'necha. But it's not because of mitzvah seishah zman gronah. Rabbi Chavit says, and only Rabbi Chavit says that, it's to be a time in Berea that you're not allowed to be learned, that would make it a misunderstanding with my grandma. You could argue with the Rabbi Chava Lovitz. But he says that it can't be. What does it mean that there's a time that one's not allowed to learn? So Rabbi Chava said, Paschans, for care. One's allowed to, and one's mechuyev, the Lelim HaTorah. Nevertheless, there was a minute in Klal Yisrael not to. What's the pshat in the minute? So it seems to be, and the answer is Rabbi Chava's kasha, a machlekes. Some learn as follows. It's a great lesson. Is that some learn that it was mamish kasakana to walk out in Europe that night. Because the Oyvei Yisrael, the enemies of Klal Yisrael, on that night would wait for people to go outside and they would kill them or hurt them. It was the night of the universal night of anti-Semitism. And we suffered from this generation after generation. Years, decades, centuries, the pogroms, So here, Inquisition, a tremendous amount of anti-Semitism, Davka that night. So Chazal, Rabban of that time, in the infinite wisdom, said, how are we going to get the Klai Yisrael not to go out on a certain night to protect them? So they said they asked Yimin HaTorah. And by the way, it says there also in Pesachim, they asked people from going to the mikveh at night. It's just a night that you stayed home. If you weren't going to learn, there was no reason to go out of the house. That's Muslim in Europe. At night you stay home. There's no running around. So if you ask for learning, so what you do is you end up with mice of being at home. That was one mahalas. So the ikur is such an interesting thing, because the ikur they tried to asa was going out at night. But what would happen? And this is, you see this in the place, it's a half-footing thing. Try to comprehend it. If I went to you and said, you're not allowed to go out at night, on that night, it's a chametz nefashos, you wouldn't go out to the store, you wouldn't go out to a friend, there wouldn't be a chasam like that. It's awesome. But you know what you would do? You'd still go to base measures to learn. I would take the chance. I would take the chance. I'm not going to give up my learning. I'll put myself in a sakana in order to learn. So answering to go out didn't do the job. It was insufficient. Because the other was still going out to learn. So the only way that he get a yid in Europe from going out in the streets on little not was by asking to learn. Now we have not allowed to learn, so there's no reason to go out. It's a good, I think it's a good picture of the difference of the yidden, the Jews, in those days and nowadays. Sometimes you think, this is parenthetically, sometimes you think, if you're also learning at night, you probably today get more people going out on the streets. Not less people, but way more people. It's a shame. But Mickey Reed and Buddha is. That's one thing. The Chassam Sefer argues, and he has a different mahalach. The Chassam Sefer says as follows. It's also a tremendous lesson. He says, what happens on Lel Nittel? He says, what happens is that at midnight, all the guys go out of their houses to their place, what you call so-called worship. And they're being urged at that point. And what is Klai Yisrael doing at the time? Klai Yisrael sleeping. And becomes at that point a kitchen, so to say, on Klai Yisrael. Look at you, Klai Yisrael. What are you doing? You're sleeping. It's 12 o'clock. Look at the Umas Ha'ilam. They're going and doing the Avodah. What's going to be with you, Klai Yisrael? So what happens? So we have to have it that Klai Yisrael also has an Avodah that night. So what? To learn. But what's going to happen if they're going to make a takana that we have to go out that night at 12 to our Bata Kinesius and Bata Midrashas, L'Tayru Tzvila. The impetus, the push to do that was the Goyim. So they would have a zechus in Alim HaTorah. So it's a lose-lose situation, the Chassam Sefer says. It's a lose-lose situation. They're being Ovid, and now we're going to copy them, and we're going to be Ovid. So we all think, we also have a zechus in our limud, or in our veda. So what do you do? Comes a Chassam Sefer and says as follows. What you do is, you ask her, limud ha-Torah, when, from Shkia until Chatzais, for those 6 hours, from Shkia until Chatzais. Now, some services, what is a person going to, what is a Yiddish person going to do? It's dark out. It's Shkia. And I can't learn. So some services, what is a Yiddish going to do? He's going to go to sleep. What else can he do? So he goes to sleep. He went to sleep early. What's going to be? He says, Mimele is going to wake up 6 hours later. And now it's Chatzai Salayla. And he's up. He already slept. What is he going to do? What else could he do? He's going to sit and learn. He says, Mimele, they're going to, the Klai Yisrael is going to get on their own, without a Tachana, to learn. And that is the limud ha-toiv, the chus v'klai Yisrael. That at the same time we're there, we mishtachdim lehev of a rib, le'el lo yeshia, klai Yisrael is v'anachdim mishtachdim v'idu, l'fnei melech malchai avalach ma'kadosh baruch hu. We'll be in heaven ma'kadosh baruch hu v'toiv. Mamish at the same time. They did it because they were tzuvah, they had no choice. We did it because, of course we do it. Without a tekana. In order to bring us to do such a thing, what they did was they asked Libra Torah early, and then of course nobody's going to do anything else but sleep. You're going to get up and you're going to learn. Another thing is, he's seeking of some sort of a half little fellow. Something so foreign to us. And the Gemara says, Nivra Halayla El Lashena. That the night was not created except for Shema. Shema means one of two things. Either sleeping or learning. Vishinantu Levanecha, learn, that's learning. Or Shema means sleeping. But there's no third thing at night. The Gemara says no third thing at night. It's one of the two. The Gemara says a person wants Kisser Shel Torah, wants the crown of glory of Torah. What does he do? He should not be vatal one night of his learning. Because the Ikka, Kavanah Torah, is learning at night. Either sleeping or learning. During the day, there are other things one can do. But at night is one of two things. You see in Chazal, you see in the Chazal, how that Chazal manifests itself into a minig Yisrael, according to Chassam Sofer. That all you have to do is say you can't learn from Belayla, from Shkia to Chatzais. And that's the case, there's nothing a Yid would do to arrest somebody who's a Shabbat Torah Mitzvah. So he's going to sleep. That was the two choices. And if you get up, there's nothing you'll do. Besides living at Torah. That's the one of two choices. So it works no matter. That's Chassam Sofer's understanding of it. You understand, as the Chassam Sofer, his descendants writing almost all the place here, that this, that some people used to play card games or other things, Nitelnacht, not only is there no mucker in halacha, it's a distortion of a minute. If I can't, then who's to go to sleep? Not to waste time. The minute was to sleep in order to learn the course of some cycle. The other minute was, it's the night of anti-Semitism, a night of Avedis, a night of destruction. A night of killings, of pogroms. had a night to play cards or to play games. It was a night to stay amongst each other, not to go out, of course. And this continued in generations, and it also continued throughout, you know, those 8 days also. From the 25th to the 1st, through the 1st. And that holds Kufa. There's another, something called Kufa's Tevis. I'm not going to go into that, but it's somehow it's interrelated. One's called the Nitl HaKatan, one's called the Nitl HaGadol. And I think it's incumbent. You know, amongst the B'nai Torah, to at least sushta to the flavor, to the tam of the minute, to our history. It's not a night to go out. This Motzei Shabbos and next Motzei Shabbos. It's not a night to go enjoy and rejoice and have fun and to do things, to go places, and to sushto to the Umas HaRav. I can't, most of the time is going to be Yimei Chanukah of Shevach V'Hodah, Hallel V'Hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On what? Of Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did L'Avoseinu for us in Beis HaMikdash and for all of Klal Yisrael. Anybody that becomes too lax, you know, sushtas with any comment, address, or any type of deriving of pleasure or interest in Yemei HaChanukah to the Chuke HaGoyim, to the Umas HaOlam, nothing less than wrong. Antithesis of Yiddishkeit. Baruch Hashem, it is also Nisalav HaSeinu B'Yom HaNozna Hazeh. You have what to rejoice. As Mr. Sameach, in our Yom Tovim, in our Nisan, and not to go in the slightest way relate to days that created destruction, tumma, and terror to Klal Yisrael, to your grandparents, great-grandparents, and all their great-grandparents. It's very important, especially next week, on the eve of their new year. It's not yours. It's theirs. It doesn't relate to you at all. It might be an off Shabbos, but off Shabbos doesn't mean being off from Yiddishkeit. It doesn't mean watching the ball come down. It doesn't mean going out to eat. It doesn't mean relating to it in the slightest. It means a denial of it. Closing your eyes to it. It means sitting back and remembering the conflict, the destruction. On that note, this was in Shabbos. We don't have a gym. We can't. And we're thinking, what can we do to relate to Nitl? So obviously you can sit and learn. If you want to break the Minhag Yisrael, break it and learn. One of my coolest. One of my integrity. But if the island wants, so we have the showing downstairs of something called Inspired, which was produced by Isha Tucker. So instead of relating to any of their inspirations, Lahavdil, the head of a rib. So if you want, it's an hour or so that you can attend downstairs, the showing of Inspired, and see how many people were inspired by Yiddishkeit, and what inspires them, and how to inspire them, and to use that to inspire yourselves and to inspire others. Yeah. That's Sushtal these days to us, not to them. And I believe there's a second showing. We have it. I think there'll be time for it. Of also something produced by them. And that's called Relentless. Relentless is a showing of the Arab-Israeli conflict, of how the Arabs are trained from birth. The Hashmi al-Harab is calling to destroy us. How they're trained, how they're indoctrinated, how they live lives for one purpose, and one purpose only, to destroy you, to destroy us. And it also touches the heart. And also sushtal to these days, what it means to us, not what it means to them, but what this day means to us. I feel terrible for the person that feels on Motzei Shabbos like this, or throughout the course, has to go out someplace, has to be someplace. And can't be confined on the Rebbeisim Medrash on a place downstairs that's going to try to bring out the difference of Shehein Ishtachav in Lehev of a Rib. Yeah, them Ishtachav to nothing. The Matri Yud Shem Vav. The El Yashia. The Vanachdo. The Kurim Ishtachav Moedim. To whom the Fnei Melech Malchi Amlochim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu.